We have decided to have graduation Friday night either way. We have a lot of families who have flights out early the next morning, or we also have a bunch of students who have school competitions on Saturday and have to miss their own graduation if we pivoted to Saturday. So we will hold graduation Friday night one way or the other. It will either be in the stadium, as we hope, or it will be in the gymnasium.
If it is in the gymnasium, is there going to be an even more limit on seating and tickets for families?
There will be. So each senior will be given 7 tickets. And we will do that tomorrow morning at graduation practice. They will be given 7 tickets just preemptively. We will not make a call about graduation until Friday evening sometime. But the tickets that the kids get, they can exchange them with one another, or families can exchange them with one another. So we actually have a parent Facebook group called the MHPS Class of 2023 Parents/Guardians group. And that group, I encourage parents to get in that group and comment to one another, I need 3 tickets, or I have 3 extra tickets, that sort of thing. Help each other out for those families that may need more or may not need all of their tickets. We're going to do that preemptively. Again, we hope that we don't have to limit it, but just in case. I did want to note that if we are able to have graduation at the stadium, I do encourage people to bring towels with them because the bleachers will likely be wet. We will still have shuttle buses no matter where graduation takes place. We will have shuttle buses starting at 6:45 from Hackler Intermediate School and from the junior high. So that will save a lot of people, especially in this weather, from having to get wet walking a long distance. Like I said, we will know probably not until close to time, but we will post on our social media. We'll let the local media know. And my goal is to even send out a text with our district text message system to our senior parents, letting them know when we've made a decision about where the actual ceremony will be held. And also, any overflow, so if there are families who don't have enough tickets, if we have to move indoors, we will have a live stream of the event in Dunbar Auditorium there on the high school campus, so folks can go right over there and watch as well.